Joining us usually is Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Susie's on assignment this week, and so Julia Cox joins us as a marketing director at Asbury Place. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thank you there. At least it's not raining cats and dogs like it was
yesterday.
That's
right. I'm still drying out from yesterday.
No kidding, as a matter of fact. But so as marketing director at Asbury Place in Kingsport, you've got a great story to tell. Let's learn a little bit about you, if you don't mind. Get acquainted with you first off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from the area?
I am. I'm from Kingsport, mm-hmm. and I went to ETSU for 4 years. I got my degree in marketing and advertising,
great.
So I came out pretty well equipped to take on this position.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while to find a marketing position in the area. The plan was to return for my digital marketing master's degree at ETSU, but
uh-huh.
with the pandemic, posed some issues. So I took some time off and got another job in the meantime, and then eventually made my way to Asbury Place.
Oh, wonderful story there, too. So at Asbury Place, like I said, you've got a great story to tell. When you first applied for the job, what was your impact in approaching the place? It's a beautiful facility, and it serves a lot of wonderful people. How did you feel?
I was super excited. I had seen the listing very temporarily when I had first graduated, and then the listing was taken down, so I was a little discouraged because I didn't get a chance to apply, and I knew that was something I would really love to do. I had had some prior experience with retirement facilities and assisted living
mm-hmm.
In my summer job, so it was something I was familiar with, and I really wanted to get in there and get to know the people. And then, of course, as I took that break, it gave time for Susie to get started at Asbury, and
right.
then everything just fell into place as it was supposed to, and I got to start with her being my supervisor, and I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
Oh, that's very good. Of course, we know Susie from her weekly visits here, too, so wonderful individual and very capable administrator of what she does. I'm thinking out loud right now with Julia Cox, marketing director at Asbury Place in Kingsport. And as you came on board, you realized, of course, that the one story that you saw initially has branched out into dozens of other stories and promotable things about Asbury Place. From your perspective as the marketing manager, getting cottonmouth here, excuse me, from your perspective, though, what is sort of a unified positioning approach that you're taking with Asbury? How is it being presented to the community?
Well, we have a motto, do all the good you can,
mm-hmm.
and anytime we have someone come in to tour and they're in a place where they're ready to downsize, they just come in and you can just see the joy on their face to know that they're not having to worry about the maintenance of their home anymore,
yes.
to worry about cooking, cleaning, all that's taken care of when they come to Asbury, and just to get to know that person after coming out of a large house that they were, you know, kind of boggled down by, that they were having to take care of, and get to know them and their retirement and
oh, wow.
what there is to enjoy. I've seen so many people that have moved in since September when I've been there, and just to get to know these people with their carefree lives has been really enjoyable.
Well, that gives you an advantage, I would think, too, as marketing director, to be able to sort of participate in their joy and
to
then turn around and to be able to let the community know about that. Now, there are a lot of different ways to reach out with a marketing message, as we know. One, of course, is right here, what we're doing right now with Asbury Place in Kingsport on the radio. What are some of the other outlets that besides radio that Asbury Place utilizes under your department?
Newspaper is one of our biggest.
Mm-hmm.
I have some great contacts at Times News. I work with Anita Bright, and she just always brings that vision to life. Recently, we've been doing banner ads, which are right on the front page of the newspaper, so we were able to advertise our yard sale, our upcoming Bubbles and Blooms.
Little event things.
Yes, so
wonderful.
Lots of events like that, or even availability we have. So
mm-hmm.
that has been greatly useful to us. We also utilize social media, Facebook being the biggest.
Right.
And then, of course, we do mailers and stuff that goes out in the mail, which I'm responsible for doing the creatives for and working
mm-hmm.
with our corporate marketing to get that sent out.
So you've got a full setup at
yes.
your office then. That's wonderful.
There's a whole process that I have to go
mm-hmm.
through. And, of course, I have to allow a few weeks to be able to get the artwork and then get it sent to the printer and, as you know, out in the mail. So
right.
got to allow time for that snail mail to get sent out.
That's right. This is National Escargot Day, by the way, too. Yeah, pre-planning all these sorts of things. You have to have a firm grip on the timetable months out in front of you, right?
Right. And that's one of those things, especially with the summer coming up. Seems like we're having an event every other week all through the summer of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I've had to strategically plan several weeks ahead of time so that I can get all my ducks in a row.
I would think that it would be useful to you as you get to know some of the residents more and more that, again, we go back to their joy, but really their perspective on what they are doing in their life at Asbury Place. That's got to be informing for you as you develop different sorts of material for outreach, right?
Absolutely. We actually have a ton of musicians at Asbury Place.
We
have piano players. We have people that have been part of bands. So that's been super useful in planning events, what kind of music they want to hear, or what kind of connections they have.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a woman that's taught piano for over 80 years now.
Nice.
And her grandson is part of a band that we're going to have in July.
So wonderful.
He's just 16, but he's got the talent of an adult. He seems like he's been playing forever. So it's been really neat to get to know people's stories and kind of mm-hmm. tie that in with what we have going on in the community.
Sure. Thinking Out Loud right now with Julia Cox, Marketing Director for Asbury Place in Kingsport. And as more and more of these events take place, it gives you more, obviously, things to talk about as well, too. But, I was just wondering, when the events take place themselves, many times you'll be there, many times you won't, because you obviously have a life of your own. But I know you help Susie with a lot of these things as well. So as you take place in these sorts of things, do you feel, for your own personal experience, a larger sense of community with Asbury Place as a whole?
Oh, absolutely. As I'm sure you know, we hosted the Chamber of Commerce breakfast back at the end of April, I believe,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was March.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Time has
mm-hmm.
gotten away from
me.
But, that was awesome to be a part of that. We mm-hmm. were able to bring in community members and people from Asbury, and we just left with a great sense of community. DB had just won their championship game, and
they
brought in the basketball players.
Oh, nice.
And it was just really neat to get to be a part of the Kingsport community and the Asbury community all at once. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, since then, I've been able to be a bigger part of the Chamber of Commerce and become an ambassador.
Very nice.
I've gotten to be a part of ribbon cuttings for opening businesses and attend luncheons that they have and just really get to know what's going on in our community as a whole.
Very good. Have you gotten involved in the Leadership Kingsport program yet?
I have not yet. I've mm-hmm. only been doing this for a few weeks.
Sure.
And of course, some of the stuff has taken place during stand-in marketing events, such as our social hour on Thursday.
Right.
So I've only gotten to attend a handful of events so far, but I'm hoping to become more involved.
Yeah, very good. The Leadership Kingsport program is a wonderful program. It takes a lot of extra time on the individual's part, but it really is a tremendous way to understand a lot about the model city, too. Thinking Out Loud right now with Julia Cox, who handles marketing and outreach for Asbury Place in Kingsport. And, you know, you mentioned hosting that chamber breakfast just recently. Was a breakfast, right?
It was.
Yeah, I was thinking so, yeah. That, you know, this is the kind of thing that a lot of marketing directors per se might not think of, given their particular business that they're representing, okay?
Right.
But when you deal with the community in the way that Asbury Place in Kingsport does and draws from the entire greater community, the Tri-Cities community, all of a sudden, you know, you're really becoming, as you said, with your participation in the chamber, Asbury Place is becoming a very focal point of the community for a whole lot of other people that might otherwise not have known about it. It's a great, I'm saying, a great marketing outreach effort, too, and something that a lot of other businesses might not be able to do just because of the nature of their business. Having this is at your disposal, I mean, it would almost be like you were standing in tall, deep clover, right?
And
you're really in a place that you really want to be, too. As you look toward the future now, I know you work hand in glove with Susie about various events and so forth. Do you also do sort of any kind of inbound marketing to residents at Asbury Place?
We do, actually. So a lot of the events we have coming up over the summer,
mm-hmm.
they're going to involve prospects, but we always invite our residents as well.
Sure.
It is part of their community, and they get to know people, and many of our residents know people that are interested in coming.
Right.
A lot of our residents worked for Eastman at one time or another and came from all over the place to come do so. So they've got connections to people all over town, and it's really neat to have people come in for events and know that it was someone else's friend of many years or their husband's played golf together. I've heard
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stories, so it seems like everyone's connected in one way or another.
And it seems like in many cases they end up being, as you were talking about the chamber, for Asbury Place, these folks end up being ambassadors on their own for Asbury.
Absolutely.
So now let me ask you this, too. Do you also handle the marketing outreach for Stedman Hill?
I have been, actually, yes.
Okay.
So something I just recently started doing,
mm-hmm.
we actually held an open house for Stedman Hill last week and had
Good.
Great success with that.
Wonderful.
I was able to work with Foster Signs out of Jonesboro to make mm-hmm. A large banner that sits off of Bloomingdale Pike right now. And also, we were able to get a mailer out, worked with Super Party of Kingsport to get balloons done. So a lot of outreach has been taking place at Stedman Hill as well.
You're not staying still, are you?
We stay busy. It makes the day go by quick.
Absolutely. And you have such great stories, again, to tell. I come back to that because, frankly, everything, people, businesses, and everything else ultimately end up being a story. And when you've got a story like Asbury Place, it certainly makes the marketing effort easier, too. The we've got about, a minute left here, yeah. As you continue to look forward and doing the planning for Asbury Place, for the outreach and this sort of thing, how do you inform yourself? I know you're busy with learning everything about Asbury Place. How do you inform yourself about other new sorts of media developments that are going on that you might be able to put in place at Asbury?
Well, I've been working with several different associates on stuff that we can be using, such as Vimeo for videos, even ways to use the links from these radio broadcasts in order to reach more people, and just learning what people like. And, you know, we're really reaching out to mainly the children of people that want to come to a retirement community. So we're thinking Facebook might be the best way, but I'm always open to new sources and resources and just finding the best way to reach all those people.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see you with a bunch of those flyers right now, just handing them out to everybody. Julia Cox joins us here. She is marketing director for Asbury Place in Kingsport. Delightful to think out loud with you. Glad you could join us this morning here. And if you want to come back next week and just tell Susie, nah, you can stay away.
Again, Carl, you got to lay off Susie. She brings us free food.
I know, that's true, too. So anyway, Julie Cox, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.